My brother, John Green, author of The Fault in Our Stars, YouTuber, tuberculosis advocate. He also has another job, which is that he is the unpaid intern for a coffee company. Unpaid internships are difficult to do in ethical ways. However, if the person's already had a whole career and has plenty of money already, then in that case, I think it's fine. This is legitimately strange. At sizzlingsandwichperfection-blog.tumblr.com, John Green has a Tumblr that promotes a tea and coffee company. This most recent post, it says Tumblr users get 11% off because I'm the unpaid intern and I said so, has 6,900 notes. It's a very popular Tumblr, and I do have to emphasize I'm recording this video in 2025. I am John Green, the unpaid intern for Keats & Co., a coffee company that makes the world's best coffee and donates 100% of profit to charity. That's what he's spending his free time doing! Keats & Co. is part of a bigger store. It's at good.store, which is a domain name that I purchased a long time ago and then finally turned into a store. And this is the picture? Look at my silly hair. And it has many things. It has an underwear subscription. It has a sock subscription. We've had over 150,000 happy customers. Excellent. Really impressed. Fireworks for my feet. And I just got a box from them. And in some ways, I feel bad about it. Because look, it is very important to me that I don't make any money from Good Store, because all the profit goes to charity and none of the profit goes to me. And so I feel a little bit like I'm stealing. Ow! I punished myself. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. It's all specially packaged for me. Everybody watch out. Ooh, it smells good. It immediately smells good the moment I open it. Everybody watch out. This is Dot. Dot is the mascot of Good Dot Store. Dot is the dot in Good Dot Store. And I need this because it has gotten cold outside in Montana. But of course, they only send me this stuff because I'm a kind of unpaid intern and I can do an unboxing. Blind bags. What am I gonna find? Ooh, this is new. Oh, it's a bath bomb. And look, you gotta know why I'm doing this right now. It's because Christmas is coming up. And maybe you wanna get something for some people in your life. Like a citrus and clary sage bath bomb. Ooh, why wouldn't you? I wanna, God, people deserve a bath. This does have a label on it. Mystery six pack of socks. You could get a six pack of mystery socks and then you can give them to six different people as a gift. As long as all of their feet are roughly the same size. Here's what you'll do. You'll open this part, recycle or compost that. And then this part, you'll look at them and be like, okay, which friend do I want who wants the lily pad socks? And then you'll wrap that and then you'll give that to them like this. That's what you're gonna do. And then you give them to them and you say, I got you these socks. Also, all the profit went to charity. Also, I got a deal because they're mystery socks because we always have a little left over. And then you'll open the next one and you'll be like, which of my friends wants these ones? And you'll wrap that and give that to them. This, I've solved all your problems. Presents for six people, done all at once. This one feels like it's gonna be a different experience. Oh, it's some EcoGeek stuff. EcoGeek stuff. This is actually great because I'm running low on EcoGeek stuff. So EcoGeek is our line of eco-friendly cleaning supplies, and this is the dish stuff. So first thing, a big old block of solid dish soap. So you put this, which is your dish soap, on top of this, and then you put this on top of this, and this is how you do your dishes now. And it's fun. You just go woo 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 woo, and then you go woo 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 woo. And how much less plastic are you using? And this is a really dense soap, so there's a lot of soap per unit of soap in this, which I know sounds like a silly thing to say, but you could get more soap into soap. No soap is all soap. It doesn't sound like it's true, but some soaps are like 10% soap. Like, you wouldn't want to clean your face with this. It would do too good of a job. This is not a particularly gentle soap because it's for the dishes. Not for your face. We got an unscented one. That doesn't smell like anything. And we got a scented one. That smells nice. It's lemongrass is what that smell is. It smells like summer camp to me. Probably because some counselor I had smelled like lemongrass. Summer camp counselors are always using weird smells. What else do people perhaps need or want? I don't know. What's this? Ooh, I haven't seen this before. Oh, this is the little box for our tea strainer. I have seen the tea strainer. I just haven't seen the box. So Keats & Co. tea strainer for loose leaf tea. Because we do loose leaf tea, because it has less waste. You could be more creative with it. And also it's better. And look at that, our sample packs. We have a caffeine sample pack and an uncaffeinated sample pack. That way you could try out a bunch of stuff. Earl Grey, English breakfast, green tea, blooming wild black, and moonlit mint. I forgot the mint has caffeine in it. I need to remember that. This is what the tea looks like if you get the full bags. This is great news for me, actually, because I've run out of the chai. It's very good. So this is a decaf chai. It's not decaffeinated. It just never doesn't have any black tea in it. And this is new. Golden Moon. I've never had that before. I'm excited. I can't have it right now because I had an energy drink this morning and I don't want to wreck my whole body. So these are two things that I actually need and now I feel like I have to pay for them. Turns out we have a bunch of bath bombs and bath bombs are always good gifts. They're basically saying, hey, I think you deserve a break. And look, Everybody does, sometimes.
This is heavy. I don't know what this is. It says, Hearthbound, brown sugar fig and redwood moss premium soy wax candle.
Ooh.
Candle, also always a very good gift. All profit from Sunbasin Soap supports the Maternal Center of Excellence in Sierra Leone. Compostable packaging.
Ooh. Got one of those big wicks.
Nice.
Then put this right on top of... No, don't do that.
And then this is the biggest, heaviest thing. What's it going to be in there? Oh, first of all, coffee. Paradoxa, our most popular coffee. This one is pre-shredded ground. Pre-ground. We also have them unground if you want to do the grinding at home. The tea strainer again. Oh, this is a bundle. This is a bundle. Tea strainer. Oh, a mug. Cute mug. I could make my new tea in it. Blueing Wild Black, which I love. This one is great with some milk. The chamomile, which is your nighttime sleepy fun cozy one. And then also some Calypso, which I think is our lighter roast. Is that right? Yes, this is our lighter roast.
Basically, what I'm here to say as the unpaid intern for Good.Store is the gift-giving season is upon us. A lot of people work very hard to make sure this stuff is very good. And what's my job? My job is to let you know about it. There's a bunch of bundles on sale right now. And if you want to do a little bit of Christmas holiday shopping, get ahead of the game, and also be buying stuff from a group of cool people, and all the profit goes to charity, you can check out all of these things. The Daily Dish Bundle, the Black Tea Bundle, the Caffeine-Free Bundle, the Ultimate Cozy Gift Set with this hat in plum or cream or blue, the six-pack of mystery socks, which has amazing reviews. There's that unpaid intern right there, and check this out. We got 4.9 stars coffee beans that hit the spot. Look at this. Look at this. We're killing it at Good Store, and you should check it out. There's links all up in the description. And I bet since John can get you 11% off the coffee or the tea, I can do that too. If I can get you a coupon code as the unpaid intern, I'll put it right at the top of the description. And you can go and shop at Good.Store. Right now. And since you took a chance and watched my little unpaid intern self do a little unboxing, like the influencer that I am, but without getting paid for it, and for a store that donates all profit to charity, now if you want, you can watch a little bit of Connections and a knife candlestick wrench. It can't be. It can't be the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Because it can't be Clue stuff. It's one of those two, unless it's not, in which case, when and what have you done? She's the woman who makes Connections. If neither of those are categories, this is a genius puzzle. To botch, to blow, to spoil. Botched, spoiled, blown. And I thought I had something to go on there. Franklin, Benjamin Franklin, Franklin? Okay, well, I felt like I was doing really good there for a second, and now I don't. Now I feel totally lost. Yesterday there was a thing that was like a thin layer, like a coat, but not today. So knife, candlestick, rope, wrench, those are all Clue weapons in the game Clue. If you don't know about this, there's a game called Clue in which someone does a murder with one of the weapons. It's important to figure out the weapon for some reason and also where they did it. Whereas I think, honestly, it's probably fine to just know who did it. I don't need to know what they did it with. I don't need to picture that. I don't need to imagine a murder happening in a conservatory with a rope. Blech. Blow is like a name for some drugs. So you can like spoil something, you can botch something, you can knight it, you can coat it, you can butcher it, you can... Okay. All right, so it's not butcher, baker, candlestick maker. So it is probably the Clue thing, unless Wynn is really playing games with me. So botch, blow, spoil, Franklin. And then we're going to have... So let's get those together. And we're going to have two of the clues now, because I'm pretty sure it's got to be the Clue things. And that leaves us with Baker, Knight, Maker, Flack, Forest, Bow or Bow, Franklin, and Coat. I see nothing in that group right now. Franklin is weird. So there's just Benjamin Franklin. What other Franklins are there? It's a name. But none of these are anything like that. You know, is Benjamin Baker, Benjamin Knight... Benjamin Button. If Benjamin Button was on here, this could be Bitten Benjamins. Benjamin Maker, Benjamin Flack, Benjamin Forrest? No. Franklin is the weirdest one on the list. What's the second weirdest one on the list? Flack is maybe the next weirdest one. So Flack is like if is like Flick, but with an A. It's like Flack, Affleck, Flack, Ben Affleck. Boy, I hope that the Clue category is real. Otherwise, I'm in a mess right now. They're not like founding fathers. What other Franklins are there? Are there other things that could be names? So like Baker, Knight, and Flack? So if those are all names, then what do we have left? We have Bow, Coat, Maker, and Forest. Bow could be a name too. Maker and Forest are definitely not names. So what, if these are names, which they seem to be to me, then what we would have is definitely Forest, Maker, and Coat. It could be Bow, it could be Fleck, but these three are not names. And so we have Forest, Maker, and Coat. And so this is probably the purple, and it's probably blank the word, because they have nothing to do with each other otherwise. They're not like Rest, Cur, and Oat, or Make, For, and Co. That's not a thing. They don't sound alike. Either blank this or this blank. Forest for the trees. Forest Gump. Forest blank coat. Coat blank. Coat d'ivoire. Coat blank coat. Raincoat. Rainmaker. Rainforest. Rainbow. It's always there somewhere. And now I get to be embarrassed by whether like or not I should know this. Knight. Baker. Franklin Flack. Okay. Iconic soul singers. Ooh, boy, yeah, I should have known that. And then Blow and Botch and Spoil and Butcher. I think I got it in reverse rainbow. Like, this was... No! Come on! That's obviously the... I guess not. I guess if you don't know Clue, like, some people don't know Clue. That one was hard. I feel like that one was hard. It was a 5 out of 5 at least. Okay. Oh, that one was hard. For those of you who stuck to the end, add a 1 to the end of the coupon code in the description and you'll get an extra 1% off. That's my plan. If I can't make it work, I won't put this part into the video.
I never know what I'm going to find. Ooh, this is a big totes. No one changes the world alone. That's a Hank Green quote. And then there's also one that just has the logo on it. It's good to have a tote, everybody. What am I going to find? Oh, also a t-shirt version.